This is the Aftermarket Radio Network.
Hey everybody, Carm Capriotto, Remarkable Results Radio, another Town Hall Academy. Glad to have you here. We are episodic education for the automotive aftermarket or the automotive repair industry. So glad to have you here. Our 10th year. As always, listen to learn just one thing. I have a great episode for you. This is one of the best and most fun episodes I'm going to do all year with a young man named Andy Roman and his shop owner boss, along with Connor Tracy from Kukui, on Andy winning a toolbox from Napa at Vision. But before we get started, a word from our great sponsors. Hey, did you know that Napa Trax has on-site training plus six-day-a-week support? Well, it all starts when a local representative meets with you to learn about your business and how you run it. After all, it's your shop, so it's your choice. Let us prove to you that Trax is the single best shop management system in the business. Find Napa Trax on the web at napatrax.com. Ready to optimize with today's class? Boy, listen to an episode we did with David Boyes. Great program. Roll out a training plan for your automotive shop. In just 5 minutes daily, boost knowledge, retention, and improve team performance. Start seeing results today. Join your peers at todaysclass.com. Hey, welcome back, everybody. Let me introduce you to my group here. Andy Roman, Writers Auto and Towing, Wildwood, New Jersey. Works for Dan Cochran, who's sitting to his left, our right. Just wave, Dan. Hi. Good to see you, man. All right. There's some really cool stuff we're going to talk about. Winning this toolbox, Dan taking the entire team division. This is big, big stuff. Connor Tracy, Director of Partnership Development at Kukui Corp, who made that toolbox possible at Vision. There's a great story behind all of this. So look, Andy, let me start with you. Were you surprised, to say the least?
Very surprised. When Connor texted me, I was kind of heading the class, so I wasn't really focused on what he was saying to me, but I took the time to actually read it, and I just said, let me take a chance. Let me go see what this gentleman would like from me. And read the text. He said, come to the hall center inside. And, you know, I just went there, and then he showed me the box, and I was just so struck and honestly did not even think anything of it. I thought I was going to get in trouble because I'm always used to getting in trouble. So I just figured, I probably did something wrong or I'm going to get yelled at or something. So I honestly did not know I was going to get a nice box. So I really do appreciate that. It was amazing.
Did I misbehave somewhere?
Yeah, I thought I did, but I was the first in the class. I was first row, always respond back, you know, help people next to me that needed to be helped. And you know, I tried to show as much effort and initiative to put towards that class. So it was pretty cool. And I learned a lot. So it was awesome.
And in talking to you, Connor, I guess that's what really impressed you guys is Andy's pure, bold, italic approach to training.
Yeah. You know, I basically brought it to the Milwaukee team. So I got with Sherry and Travis Troy and a couple of the other, you know, folks that run Milwaukee. And I said, hey, this is what Kukui and Napa Auto Care is kind of looking to do. And, you know, we want to lean on you guys. And who do you guys think is the most worthy person? And this is, you know, and I kind of shared the ethos behind what we're trying to do. And instantly everyone's like, we know the guy. There was not a number two person. They were like, we know who it is. Yep. No problem. Done. We got it.
Andy, maybe it was your smile.
Maybe. I don't know.
I can tell you what it is.
From everyone in there, I was just so amazed that, you know, they picked me out of, I think, like 1,000 or maybe more contestants. It was incredible, especially being my first year. Everything's new to me. You know, I didn't know anyone, didn't know anything. New to the industry, just in general. So
what really sent it over from the Milwaukee team was not only his enthusiasm, but he was in the front. He was engaged. He was really, is that when he passed his certification, he walked outside. The first thing he did was he called his mom to tell her how proud of himself that he was, that he got it done. And they were like, this is the guy. This is the one that this means the most to.
Cool. And rumor has it that the toolbox finally showed up.
Yes, it showed up Wednesday afternoon. It showed up. It was amazing. Took a couple pictures. Still need to take a little bit more pictures, but it came pre-built. So it was pretty cool. So I didn't really have to do too much. Just organize the shelves and put the tools where I want them just to make it to where it's more efficient for me. So I'm not scattering around to find tools. I know exactly where they are and stuff like that. And then my coworkers, they helped me set everything up too. So it was pretty cool.
Hey, before we get too far in, let's get Dan on. Dan Corcoran, how are you, man?
I'm doing good. How are you?
We're so glad to have you here. I got to give you high fives, big ones, maybe tens, taking your team to Vision. Dan, we talk about this all the time, and more shop owners are closing down, bringing the team. Not only is the investment of training, but did you guys get closer as a group?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. You know, I would say we're a close-knit shop in general. You know, we're a tiny, tiny little mom-and-pop shop, and, you know, we got a four-guy crew, and we have a service writer, Lexi. She's out on maternity leave right now, so she didn't make it to Vision, but she'll definitely be there next year. But yeah, I mean, you know, it's nice to not only learn and grow together, but just bond. And like, we don't normally get a chance to have dinner and have breakfast and have lunch together. And, you know, we're all naturally busy in life. And, you know, some mornings we'll get together before work and have breakfast maybe once or twice a month. But we're always in the shop and on the grind together. And so it's nice to, you know, not only spend time learning together, but just social event afterwards and, you know, hanging at the hotel and, you know, most definitely say it brings us closer together for sure.
Dan, were you worried about a revenue loss because you took the whole team?
No, I mean, because I know naturally the training costs, but I'm a big believer in it pays as well. So I know it comes tenfold.
Did you help pick the courses for your team?
Kind of guide them a little bit, but, you know, I want to make sure it's courses that they feel like, you know, avenues they want to grow or learn in. Because this was our third year going, so we were super proactive this year on not waiting. You know, like last year when the Vision, or 2 years ago when the Vision courses opened up, it's like, oh, cool, like, let's sign up. And we went home like later that night or during, you know, the next day. And like some classes we want were sold out quickly. So this year when the floodgates opened, we threw the wrenches down. We all sat down in our break room and picked our classes out like almost immediately to make sure we all got exactly what we wanted and, you know, kind of chiseled it in stone. And it's worth the hour it takes to stop and, you know, but it's all classes I think that everybody takes, you know, A, they're interested in, so they're naturally going to learn a lot, but areas they want to grow into.
I'm talking to my listener right now. If you're not a believer in continuing education, hit the back button for about 60 seconds and listen to Dan again, and then back it up and listen to him again. And I don't want to be repetitive, but what he said is so critical and so important. I'm proud of you as a person in the industry that recognizes that continuing education, your shop is seeing things, they'll see things on Monday that they've never seen before. And how are they going to have the basic foundation of how to troubleshoot stuff if they don't get to be educated?
Yeah, and I most definitely agree with that. And to add to that, you know, with the way the automotive industry is and how it grows and evolves, if you don't go to training and you don't keep up with it, you will easily work your way out of a career. And I know a whole lot of good old mechanics that are good old mechanics, but not necessarily today's technician. And I know because I've tried to learn and do it on my own. And, you know, when I, you know, started going to training events and tried to go to that higher level tier, it brought me personally to a higher level tier and started doing work along those lines. And it's, you know, like it, the yearn and to grow feeds itself. And, you know, every time like we go to an event like Vision or, you know, another event along those lines, like we leave with, you know, our batteries charged up and ready to go at the next check engine light that comes in the door or something, you know.
Dan, were you surprised that Andy won this thing?
I was surprised. You know, I know he was nervous going into Vision just because at the shop we got, like I said, a good crew and we all hold ourselves to a high standard. And like my other guys, Ryan and Joe, you know, they've been there and they see what it's like and they know the level of the learning. And Andy's new to it and, you know, he wants to learn and wants to grow. You know, they were talking him and hyping him up.
But Dan, did you believe he was that into it? Could you see a spark in him?
So me and my one guy, Joe, went down to the class he was taking just to say hi and just peek in, see how he was doing. And he was right in the middle of taking a test and we saw how hard he was applying himself. We were like, we don't want to interrupt. So we left, you know, but I knew he was, you know, given 110%. And, you know, I was thrilled to hear he won that. I was surprised, but it was after talking to Connor and seeing how interactive he was and, you know, like first row up there, you know, answering questions and not just a fly on the wall in the back, you know, it obviously paid off for him and I was thrilled.
I'm happy, number one, that we got you on the show to be with him and how I could basically explain Connor and Dan, Andy, he was quote, quote, all in.
Yeah. Yeah, I would agree.
He was all in. And I do believe this was his first conference away from work.
Yes.
Wow, what an impression. Have you hugged your toolbox lately?
I have hugged the toolbox. It's really beautiful. I don't even want to like use none of the tools because it's so nice and new. And it's just, I'm so scared to just get anything dirty. So I'm wiping everything off. And then the guys are like, oh, can I use this one? I'm like, yeah, go ahead, use it. So make sure you put it back. But I never put it back for their tools anyway. So
I want to find out about your experience at Vision, Andy. Meet any new friends, create a little mini network. What was your takeaway, not only from the educational side, but the non-educational piece?
Well, coming there, it was all very new to me. I never traveled that far before. I've never been on an airplane. So that was the first time I've ever been on an airplane. First time I traveled to Vision. Intimidated in the beginning, you know, you get there and there's a bunch of technicians that know so much more than you do not know. And then everyone's sitting around talking about their stories and their shops and how it works. And, you know, I met some people and then, you know, I was really silent, honestly, most of the time, because I'm also really new to all this. I don't know anything too much. It's only my first year into Vision and into the industry.
So a little bit more about you. You have a 12-year-old son? A 12, a 7, and a 5.
Yeah.
Wow, and you only look like you're 22.
I wish. I'm 32. I'm getting there little by little. But yeah, I went to Middle Township. I graduated 2011. I went through a variety of different jobs. I was stuck with towing for a little bit. That's how I met Dan here. I was towing a car to his shop. Perfect timing was that he was actually looking for a technician and a tow truck driver. So I told him, you know, he walked in there to give him the keys to the vehicle, how it works, kind of. You drop the car and then you give him the vehicle. You give him the keys, you give him a little bit of information of the vehicle and the person that owns it. Then he just blatantly was like, hey, do you want a job or I'm looking for a tow truck driver? And I said, yeah, sure. And went to my previous job, told them I'm putting my 2 weeks notice in a very nice, mature, sophisticated way. Then they rudely denied my 2 weeks and, you know, just had me leave the vehicle there. So I left the tow truck there. I called Dan. Dan was like, come in Monday. Came in Monday and we've been kind of partners since then, you know?
That is an excellent story. Connor, to you, you have done this again, I think most recently by giving a toolbox away. Am I right?
Yeah, we did just at Napping Out a couple weeks ago.
Good for you. You guys like to do this? I don't know if we showed the toolbox yet, but there it is. There's your Kukui logo on there. That thing is worth, what, a couple grand?
So retail value is about $4,300 for the tools.
$4,300. Don't touch my tools, Andy says. Don't touch my tools.
Hands off my daughter and my tools.
Yeah, exactly right. So, Connor, you guys plan on doing any more of this?
We are, yeah. So what we, as kind of a strategic initiative that we took on this year, one of the kind of things that Rick, our director of marketing here, and myself, you know, for me coming from a shop level, you know, I struggled as a young tech, having to, you know, at some points figure out if I'm paying for both rent and my Snap-on bill. You know, to me, I identify that there are some really difficult barriers for entry for new technicians coming into the industry. You know, we put a lot of time and words and heartache about this technician shortage. Well, frankly, in my humble opinion, we're part of our own worst enemy there. You know, what are we doing to make it easier to help foster people coming into the industry? We've been in an industry where, you know, maybe somebody doesn't want to go to college and join the professional ranks because it costs too much. And then they have to spend $30,000 in tools. Like, those things don't kind of saddle together. So a few things that we did as a company, and we've traditionally been known as we go to trade shows and events throughout the country to send these very large booths, big lit up wall pods, TVs, all that stuff. Well, there's a huge amount of shipping expense that was involved there. We decided as a company to really pare back what we bring. Where can we save money? Okay, can we pack this on a plane? Can we have a pop-up banner that's just as big, but maybe not lit? Maybe we don't send the pod, we just use some tables. But basically what we did is all the money that we saved in that shipping, what we are going to be doing is putting all of that money from our budget into sponsoring scholarships. And then we reached out to our partners at Napa Auto Care and let them know what we're doing. And they said, well, we think we've got a great idea. You know, we've got this apprentice toolkit that's part of the Napa Apprentice program. Maybe we could sponsor donating these toolkits as part of the Napa Apprentice program. That's what we've been able to do with our partnership.
let's face it, your shop management system is the single most important tool in your shop, period. NapaTrax was built from the ground up to make your business more profitable and efficient. We provide an extensive set of tools to increase and track profitability in real time. NapaTrax offers the industry's best post-sale support, hands down, and we train your people on site. Yep, on site. And we offer remote refresher training 10 times a week, and customer support is open 6 days a week. Give us a call, visit the website, or join our Facebook community today to learn more. We'll prove to you that Trax is the single best shop management system in the business. NapaTrax is always customized and tailored for you, whether you're a one-man shop or a large multi-bay or multi-location company. After all, it's your shop, so it's your choice. Visit us on the web at NapaTrax, that's NapaTrax.com. Transform your team with today's class, where automotive training is easy, quick, and fun. Just 5 minutes a day on our app can eliminate hours of looking up forgotten information later. It's perfect for technicians, advisors, and managers alike. Keep critical knowledge fresh and top of mind, ensuring your team operates at peak efficiency. Today's class is impactful, accessible from anywhere, and a bit of fun too, and we're not talking about after-hours pizza either. For training that gets results, turn to todaysclass.com. Andy, back to you. Tell me some of the classes that you attended.
It was General Service Technician Academy and Alignment. It was amazing.
I'm so glad you went to that.
It was so good. I really do love the class.
I think it's the second year they've done that. It's just an incredible class.
Trevor was, I would say, amazing. He was awesome. Every teacher that was there was amazing. They took time to go to each student and like ask them, hey, like, what's going on? Like, what do you have any questions or any concerns? Or it's just like the way they just approached everything was in a very good learning manner. Like for me, I went to middle, I wasn't the smartest and brightest kid. So for me, it takes a little time for me to learn and like understand things. And I'm also not an excuse. I'm also Puerto Rican. So the dialect is kind of a little different. So it's hard for me to kind of like understand what they're coming from. And also the lingo is very new to me. I'm not really familiar with the lingo, you know, and stuff like that. So that's why I focus so hard to like show and like show my initiative, you know, because Dan paid a lot of money for us to go there and to get everything going and to better our lives.
You bring up an incredibly important thing about lingo. I'm not talking about a dialect issue that you're Puerto Rican. I'm just saying that the acronyms and the slang that we use in our business from an outsider young person coming in, they're looking around saying, oh, sure, we always sometimes act as if we know what's being talked about.
They do it to me at the shop. Even now, still, when they talk and I'm like, what is this? What is, can you like elaborate on this? Because, and you know, Dan does, he gets into details. He's like, Andy, this is what we're talking about. This is the part, you know, try to get this down set in stone, you know, and just move on forward and keep building up.
That's exactly right. Please, I will beg you and anyone else, please ask the question as much as you may think it's a stupid or dumb question. And if you need it, well, you didn't know that. The person who said that didn't know that either when they were young and starting out. Yeah, yeah.
That's his go-to. When I got hired, that was his biggest thing was, if you don't know what you're doing, ask. If you have any concerns, ask. He would not get upset if you just ask and just get good information and good knowledge from it. Just for instance, you don't want to put a battery and put the negative terminal on a positive because you thought you know what you're doing and you don't know what you're doing. So you have to ask to make sure you get what you're doing, you know? Because, you know, it's someone's vehicle. You can really mess things up.
This is a great story, Connor. Thank you for doing what you did. And Andy, for you coming on the show, your first time on a podcast ever. God, you know, you got to keep in touch with me.
Thank you.
Thanks for everything you did for him, man. And the continuing education attitude that you have in the shop, for just letting him groom and grow and ask stupid questions. And then... Trust me, he's going to be looking for a vision style thing every year now. You may be stuck, baby.
Yeah, well, we all look forward to it and kind of count the days down. You know, one thing, Carm, just to add is, you know, a lot of naturally in the automotive industry, everybody's always looking for help and looking for a tech. And, you know, I'm very grateful. I currently have not been for a while. you know, but everybody's always looking for that A tech or that superstar, you know, guy they can hire and, you know, bill a bunch of hours and this and that. But every guy in my shop I've grown from just like a regular loop tech. And, you know, I've done the thing where I, you know, try to hire, you know, an A guy that wants X amount an hour. And, you know, it kind of sort of, I don't want to say changes the animosity in the shop in a way, but it can, you know, just shift into a set of gears you may not necessarily want to be in. And, you know, everybody in my shop, it's cool because we're all learning and growing together and, you know, growing closer. But, you know, it's nice with like implementing work habits. Like Andy, for example, has never plugged a tire and put a lug nut on without a torque wrench, you know, and that's a habit he learned and torques every wheel he does. Or we just do these certain little policies and processes. And, you know, as you grow and work your way up the food chain, and it's a win-win for the shop, the technician, you know, also the customer. And I mean, it, I think it's a good way to grow your tech instead of try to go out and, you know, find the flower you might not be looking, you know, that's hard to find, or needle in a haystack, you know, you might want to call it, you know.
Totally agree. So it sounds to me, Dan, that you work very hard on your culture.
It's something I have worked very hard to get, you know, because I have been in some work environments like before I owned my own shop and work somewhere. Like, for example, when I was younger, like 16, I was working at a marina and I was the low man on the totem pole, you know, painting bottoms of boats and doing trailer work and stuff. But they had like their A-Tech, you know, one day was working on a motor that was like popping and just wasn't running right. And I was curious, you know, I always, you know, just want to learn. And I was like, hey, man, you know, what are you working on? And he's like looking around and he's like, oh, you better get away before the boss sees you. He's going to get mad. I got to, you know, get on this thing. And then I thought to myself, I'm like, you know, what kind of learning environment am I in? And, you know, and it's just like, and you know, that guy was a tough boss to work for. And when I actually went to go give my 2 weeks, you know, and I was 16, shaking like a leaf, never quit a job. And I was like, hey, like, I just, you know, I'm going to give you my 2 weeks. He's like, well, you can't quit because you're fired. And it's like, oh, okay, we'll see you. You know, and like, I thought to myself as I was walking away, like, you know, I would hate to work for somebody like that again, you know, and I try to be a good boss and, you know, I'm just try to treat my guys right. And like, I, you know, was raised, treat people the way you want to be treated, and have always had that mindset, you know, and my guys know it too. I'm super nice and a cool boss, but don't take advantage of me at the same time.
That's exactly right. You know, we can have fun, respect each other, produce great work, have clients that love us, but let's not take advantage of the fact that we live in kind of a low pressure environment. We have fun, but don't ever push me.
And everybody knows, like I said, expectations, you know, like, you know, everybody, like I want them to do a certain amount of hours a week, or, you know, put the carrot out there for them, and they do it and they get it. And then, but it's nice, you know, you work with everybody's happy and, you know, listening to music we all like, and, you know, just those little things. And, you know, it just, the day goes by easy. It's not like you're dreading work or staring at the clock, you know. It's you know, the day just hums along, and our customers see it too, you know. They come in and everybody's happy, and, you know, and it's nice seeing, not going through a bunch of guys and having the same crew there for a long time. And, you know, like, we, you know, build relationships with customers. We know their cars, they, you know, customers know the techs, and, you know, it's cool, you know.
Rumor has it that you need to become a Napa Auto Care. I think
I am.
Okay,
so yep.
You know, this was great. Thank you for the opportunity you've given Andy. And I'm sure every time he looks at that toolbox, he's going to think of Vision and Connor at Kukui. And I hear, Andy, you and Connor are texting a lot. Is that right, Connor?
I love checking in with Andy. First off, he's just one of the most positive people ever. The other day, I was just kind of having an off day. I'm like, I'm going to hit up Andy, just make sure. He's got that 1,000-foot smile. It exudes through what he does. So we were super excited to be able to do this. But yeah, I'm really excited. And that was the one promise I asked Andy to make me when I handed him the keys. I said, all right, here's the thing, is that I want to hear from you next year, 5 years from now, 10 years from now. I want to make sure I know what you're doing and where you're at. And he said, okay, promise. So he's held up so far.
I want to see how big that toolbox grows. Hey, look, this was great. Thank you so much, Andy. Congratulations to winning that thing. I know you don't have your headphones on, but I appreciate it, Andy Roman. And of course, Dan, you still have the headphones on from Writers Auto and Towing, Wildwood, New Jersey. Are you on the New Jersey shore there, Dan?
Yes, we are. Our shop is 3 blocks from the beach.
So 3 blocks from the beach. Ooh, it sounds like too much fun to me.
We're getting into our busy season. Wildwood goes from like 6,000 a year to 250,000 a year during the summer. So it's a big change in, you know, pace, and the island really comes to life.
And thank you, Connor, Director of Partner Development at Kukui Corp. Thank you for doing these last couple and all the other plans that you have in the future for bringing our young people into a opportunity where they can have some tools to work with. And hell, we've done episodes on this. What are we going to do about equipping our people? Because compared to plumbers and electricians, we need a whole lot bigger investment in order to do our job. And this is part of how the industry needs to step up and step forward. So thank you all so much. Appreciate you all being here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from the premier automotive aftermarket podcast. Until next time.